Hello, everyone. This is Darlene Hunter, and with the Center for Sacred Studies, and I am here tonight. Gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Tatiana, who will introduce herself a little bit more. She's here to enlighten us and educate us and share with us as we share with her about essential oils and ways that we can use these amazing tools in our everyday life, in our health, in our environment, with our families. She is one of our ministers of a walking prayer for the Center for Sacred Studies and has created a wonderful opportunity that she might talk more about as well, that the Center for Sacred Studies actually is participating with the Young Living product, and we're really delighted. I'm very excited. Yay, Tatiana, welcome, and we're so glad that you're here. And I want to turn it over to you and say, let's just have a great time. I'm so looking forward to what you're going to share with all of us.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to share. And I just wanted to start out with my own little prayer of gratitude for all of you at Center for Sacred Studies and what you're holding and carrying and what I've been so blessed to be able to be a part of. And I just pray and hope from the bottom of my heart that everyone who's on this call receives something of value from tonight. Hope that I can shed some light, bring some education and greater understanding from what my journey with these oils and with this amazing company has been. And also hopefully that everyone's going to have a good time. And I think especially if you have your oils with you, you will have a good time because we're going to put some of those on. And if you do have oils next to you right now, I'm going to invite you to go ahead and put on a couple drops right now. I just put on some abundance oil, which is one of my favorite oils with Young Living, and is actually the oil that I started out with. And I want to talk a little bit about how I started out with Young Living. I put the prayer out. It was right after I graduated from the ministry program. And I was working as a doula, and I was really struggling. My daughter was just under 2 years old. And we were just really struggling financially and yet having all of these very big dreams and visions that were wanting to be birthed. And so I put out this prayer to the universe, and I said, please send me a way to still be in a medicine path and yet create wealth, not just for myself and my family, but for all of those who are journeying this way with me, who are having these dreams and who are wanting to birth these amazing things on this earth and yet are stuck because of not having the money to do that. I was also on a physical level, I had gained 75 pounds in my pregnancy. And you know, she was almost 2 years old and I was still 50 pounds overweight. And I was definitely in an emotional hole. I didn't really realize the extent of it until I started using these oils, but it was pretty bad. So, one of my dear elders was actually the one to introduce me to these oils and to this company, and I will say that if it had not come to me through that way, I probably would have been very resistant and not as open to it. Because I have had a lot of blockages around my relationship to the business world and a lot of judgments around people who are, in my judgmental opinion, trying to make money off of other people. That was how I was viewing the world and the world of business. And I'm so grateful that this came into my life the way it did, because it has allowed me to turn around a lot of those judgments. And to journey with these amazing, amazing plant medicines. I have a background as an herbalist. I worked as an herbalist for over 10 years studying. I started out studying with Cherokee medicine man in Southern California, studied the plants in Southern California with him for almost a year, and then took on my own studies. So when these oils showed up in my life, I recognized the difference right away. I had used essential oils in making salves and, you know, different preparations, but I always thought they were just for smell. I never, ever considered that essential oils could be used therapeutically until I met these oils. And I knew the moment I received my first drop of Young Living Oil that these were different. I mentioned that Abundance Oil was the first oil that I experienced. Sana, my daughter, was at the house. I had a bunch of elders, actually, it was interestingly enough, gathered in my living room, all passing around these little plant spirits, and we didn't know, the friend of mine who was running it, he said, what oil should we start with? He wasn't sure what oil to start with, and he had this big kit of beautiful oils with all their colorful labels laid out, and he was just sort of looking at them, and Sana, my daughter, went over and she just reached her hand right in and she picked out the Abundance Oil. And now if you remember that the prayer that I put out was to how to be in a medicine way and so create wealth, I took notice of the fact that that was the first oil that she picked out. And so he did a little meditation with us around bringing abundance into our life, and I loved the smell of it. I loved how it made me feel. And we passed around some of the oils that we're going to talk about and a couple of different ones. And the vibration in my house that night was higher than it had ever been. I felt like the roof was going to blow off my house. It was amazing. And I got all sorts of downloads that night about this company and about what was happening here and why it had come into my life at this time. And I knew right away that this was something that I needed to say yes to, that this was the answer to that prayer that I had put out. Because Young Living not only offers these amazing essential oils, but they also offer a business opportunity where anybody who chooses to can create a business through this company. It's definitely not a requirement, and I'm not going to talk a lot about that tonight because this is a call about the oils and about how to take care of our bodies that way, but it's really important. It's been an important part of my story, and so I share that piece, and that's part of what I'm hoping to share with CSS, too, is that abundance piece. I think that's a really critical point for those of us who are light workers in this time right now on this earth. A lot of us, that's where we've been stuck and held down, is with the money, and so to find a way that we can offer therapeutic value to people to help them turn their health around and to create financial abundance and stability for ourselves and our family and our communities is just, to me, such a very beautiful, beautiful thing. Part of the download that I received that night was about how this company, while it is run by a man named Gary Young, and I'll tell you a little bit about his story, this company is really run by the Plant Nation. And the Earth knows everything that we need right now as humans to heal ourselves. She has all of the medicines for us. But those medicines don't have legs. And they need us to move them around. And so the brilliance of this model was just downloaded right into me that night. When I first started, I mentioned being in sort of emotional hole. The first week that I started to use these oils, I was putting some over my heart, I was drinking them in my water, we were diffusing them every day, just trying to really wrap our minds around this magic that had just come into our lives. And literally within a week, I looked at my life and I said, oh my goodness, I was just in a really, really deep hole. And I didn't even know it, but now I'm out, and I've crawled out. I lost 5 pounds in the first week of drinking the lemon oil in my water. Complete transformation. And over the last almost two and a half years that I've been journeying with this company, my transformation, not just on a physical level, which is what the focus of this call is tonight, but also on an emotional level and a spiritual level, has been so complete that it's just an absolute joy for me to share that with other people. And it feels almost like a responsibility at this point. You know, I've heard it said when something good happens to you, you have a moral and ethical responsibility to share it with other people. So that's what I'm doing here tonight. I want to talk a little bit about what sets Young Living apart and the founder of Young Living. There's a man named Gary Young. You can read his whole story. There's actually a book that just came out about him this year. It's called D. Gary Young, The World Leader in Essential Oils. And it's a really fascinating book. There's tons of pictures. It's a great kind of coffee table book. There's a lot of information about this man, about the company, about how it got started. I really recommend that book if you're wanting to know more about the roots of where this all came from. But he's a truly remarkable man who I have such deep, deep, deep respect for. I had the good fortune 2 months into journeying with these oils to actually hear him speak and to get to shake his hand and speak with him a little bit, which is a rare occurrence nowadays to actually get to shake that man's hand and get to have a conversation with him, because Young Living, since I joined 2 years ago, has more than doubled in size. And this is a 21-year-old company. So that's an amazing growth that we're seeing, and I really attribute that to not only the heart that's at the center of this company, but the need that we have for these particular medicines in this time, and the positive effect that people are really seeing from it. So when I got to hear Gary Young speak in Rhode Island, he shared with us he had just come back from a trip to Somalia. And this is a man who is so devoted to his work and to these plants. He risked his life multiple times. He showed us pictures of the plane that he was driving in that had had bullet holes shot through. Somalia is not a safe place to go. It was a struggle for him to even get permission to go over there. But one of the reasons why I respect him so much is because when he has a vision, when he has a dream, when his heart is in something, he will not stop until that is completed. And he makes magical things happen. And he went to Somalia to meet trees, to meet frankincense trees. That was his desire and his goal and the reason why, because he had not experienced this certain kind of frankincense before, and he wanted to go and make relations with that tree. And so he journeyed into the depths of the desert of Somalia, risking his life, and he shared this story where he went into this one village, and the entire village was lined up waiting for him. And he asked his guide, he said, why are these people here? And he said, they're here for you. And Gary said, but they don't know me. They don't know anything about me. And the guide said, the very fact that you have risked your life to come this far into the desert gives these people hope that there will someday be peace in our land. It's a very, very moving story. And he also shared with us that day about a dream that he had had. And the reason why I'm sharing all of this with you, where the meat of this call is about oils, but this has been such a huge part of my journey and a part of my purpose and a continuation of the prayer that I started out with CSS. Because the dream that Gary Young shared with us that day in Rhode Island made me weep and made me understand fully what I was doing in this company and on on this path here. So he had a dream. He spent a lot of time traveling around the world, building farms. There's farms all over the world that Young Living has. And Gary, when he wants to know about a plant, he can't just read about it in a book. He has to go and actually meet that plant and make relations with it, because he understands that there's an energetic exchange and he gets information from the plants when he does it that way. And so he had this dream, and he had it more than once. In the first dream, he was in the desert, and he was on a camel caravan. He was in the Middle East, which is where Young Living has a farm in Oman for the frankincense there and the myrrh. And in this dream, he was tying up his camel, getting ready to bed down for the night at camp out in the desert. And he walked up, and there was a fire, and there were a bunch of people around the fire. And all the people around the fire were of different colors and shapes and sizes and ages. And they were all speaking a different language, but they were all understanding one another. And he had this dream again, second time. Maybe this time the children were running around, all with the same shared understanding. And the third time he had this dream, he knew that this was something to pay attention to. And he shared with a friend of his in Oman. He shared with a friend of his in Taiwan. He shared with his wife. Everyone who he shared with said, he said, I'm having these dreams about this caravan where there's all these people of different colors, different religions, different nations, all speaking, understanding the same language of heart. And everyone who he shared that dream with said the exact same words to him. They said, Gary, you must do it. Do it. You must make this prayer a reality. So when I started in Young Living, that prayer had been put down. He was creating this world peace caravan to journey across the Jordanian desert and follow the original frankincense trail, which was the peace trail that the Queen of Sheba took frankincense on. And he wanted to have this caravan and bring that dream into reality. Unfortunately, the King of Jordan did not grant the permissions that were needed in order for this caravan to happen, and so that dream has been put on hold. But I share that with you just so that there's a deeper understanding of the heart of who this man is and what he's carrying in the larger prayer that he's carrying in the world, because there is an understanding from all of his travels around the world and from experiencing all these medicines from all different parts of the world that we have a shared heart. We have a shared language of love. No matter what language we speak, no matter what religion we practice, there's a shared language of love. And that's really what is at the heart of this company. So, that said, I want to move on to talking about essential oils and what essential oils are. So essential oils are the lifeblood of the plant. They are the immune system of the plant. And as somebody who was studying herbalism, the doctrine of signatures states that when a plant looks like something or is similar to something that it in the body. So, for example, mullein flowers, they kind of look like little ears. And when you dry them up and you make an oil out of them, they're really great for earaches. The leaves of the mullein plants are little, they have little hairs on them, like lungs, and they're really, really good for the lungs. So when I found out that essential oils are the immune system of the plant, my herbalist mind said, oh, no wonder they're so beneficial and supportive to our immune system. The essential oils actually protect the plants from insects, from disease, from physical damage, and from environmental conditions. So this is also important because the essential oils are able to do that for the plants, they're also able to do that for us. And they can be used by our bodies, our amazing, beautiful bodies, which are, to me, just the most magnificent machines ever created. And I don't think we're ever going to really fully understand and appreciate how amazing our physical bodies are. But what our bodies can do with the molecules in these oils is that our bodies can actually repair and regenerate themselves using these molecules, because the molecules that exist in essential oils actually mimic the same molecules that our body uses to repair itself. I think it's really important to note that the oils are not healing us. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves. This is part of, when you have a cut, if you don't do anything to it, eventually it's going to heal over. You might have a scar depending on the depth of it, but the body is designed to heal itself. Our cells regenerate themselves every 7 years. So these oils aren't doing anything that our bodies aren't already naturally going to do themselves. But what they do is they give support to the body to do that in an even more effective way. And it's a really beautiful, harmonious relationship that our bodies have with these oils, because we are designed to be journeying with plants, to be in communication with plants. We've been designed that way since the beginning, and it's only been the last, not even 100 years that we've stepped away from using plants that way. And I love this company because it's bringing us back into that, and it's bringing, I'm just going to talk about marketing for a brief moment, because sometimes marketing is such a tricky thing, and, I look at some of the marketing in Young Living, and it doesn't resonate with me. I live out in a cabin in the forest in the middle of nowhere. I've walked and journeyed really closely to the earth, really closely to Indigenous elders for many, many years. And sometimes the marketing is like, whoa, really very mainstream. But then I turn around and I say, that's actually what I love about this company and what they're doing, because they are bringing plants and the experience of plants to people who wouldn't normally have access to that. And to me, that is just such a beautiful thing, and I love that. So essential oils are plant concentrates. So much plant material goes into the making of these oils. It is just phenomenal. If you get a chance, you can actually go to the Young Living Farms and experience this process, witness it, be a part of it yourself. It's really an amazing experience. I'm going to be going next month to the farm out in Utah. But I just want to give you an example of how much plant material goes in. So I'm going to use rose oil because it's the most extreme example. Rose oil is the most expensive oil on the planet. It's also the most magical oil on the planet for what it can do for us. In terms of just healing our hearts and our emotional level. It's just incredible. I love rose oil. But it takes 5,000 pounds of rose petals to make 1 pound of essential oil. So that's why when we're talking about pure oils, they're so expensive. That's a lot. 5,000 pounds, that could fill my house a couple of times. Gary has also called essential oils the closest physical and tangible substance that carries the spirit of God on earth. And I have come to believe that that is true. When an essential oil is really of the level of purity that Young Living is carrying, I had never experienced anything so close and so high in vibration to working with a living plant in the ground, until I met these oils. And they've been used throughout history. Sometimes, especially, now there's like this big essential oil craze and everyone's getting into essential oils. But sometimes we forget that essential oils have actually been used in ancient Egypt. They're mentioned throughout the Bible. They were used for healing, for ceremony. And I'm not going to go a lot into that in this call. This is the first call of three. And so I will be talking a lot more about ancient Egypt and biblical use of the oils in our third call, which is going to be more on the spiritual frequencies of the oils. This call is about the body. And I wanted to start with the body because this is our foundation. This body is the carrier of our spirit. And if we're not taking care of our body, what are we doing here on this physical plane? I really believe that I came as a spirit into this body to experience the physical world. If I wanted to just be in the astral all the time, I wouldn't have incarnated. I wouldn't have come into this amazing earth and this beautiful body that I have. And so I've really, over the years, realized how important it is. And I've had my own health struggles and challenges, and they've helped me to really see how important taking care of my body is. And so I wanted to lay that foundation here tonight with you all about how we take care of our bodies and how these oils and a couple of the other products that Young Living offers that I'm going to talk about can really support us in having the healthiest, highest functioning bodies. I mean, I feel truly that I am healthier today, that I'm going to be turning 33 soon. I'm healthier today than I think I've ever been. Maybe when I was like a brand new baby, I was as healthy as I am today. I really have this company to thank for that. You know, if we don't take care of the body, our spirit has a hard time getting around, and it's just, everything is harder when our bodies are hurting and when our bodies aren't doing well. And it's not just, you know, oils. We need to feed our bodies good food, healthy nutrition that's as close to the earth as possible. I'm a huge proponent of green juices, of really clean water, you know, and also the environment that we live in, taking care of our environment, taking care of the thoughts that we think, all of these things are going to affect our physical body. And this is important because I don't want people to just think that, like, oh, I can use an oil like a Band-Aid, you know. If you're not really addressing the root cause of something, it doesn't matter what you're using to throw on top of it. You're not going to really transform it. And I'm all about transformation. That's my jam. Transformation. And there's an oil for that too, actually. It's a really good one. So, you know, we're talking about taking care of our bodies and how everything that we surround ourselves with, everything we put in our bodies has an effect on how our bodies are able to function. And it's no different with plants. And what I love about Young Living is that they have a really clear understanding of that when you take care of the plants, they're going to take better care of you. So all of the farms that Young Living has, the partner farms and the co-op farms, are held to a standard which they call the Seed to Seal standard. It's currently the highest standard in the world for essential oils. There's also a standard called ISO and AFNOR that was designed over in Europe, but, you know, I think it's 98% of the essential oils that are out there are for perfume use. They're to perfume grade. They're not actually being used on a therapeutic level. And so it's very important to have standards for what that means, because to me, to have a perfume, you know, I'm not expecting that perfume to perform certain ways in my body. I'm expecting it to make me smell nice when I go out and, you know, maybe I can attract some birds and bees and butterflies here and there, you know, but I'm not expecting it to make magic in my body. But when something is of a therapeutic grade, you know, we use it differently. We have different expectations of that. And so standards are really, really important. Young Living's oils are the only oils used by over 70 hospitals in the country, because hospitals know that they can trust this Seed to Seal promise that Young Living carries. Most of the essential oils that are out on the market today are adulterated, unfortunately. They're cut with synthetics. You know, you can manufacture any smell in a lab. And again, this is really important, because if you go out there and you just get an oil from the health food store, and you've heard all these great things, like you're going to hear tonight on this call, about what you can do with that oil, but it's not of the standard. It's cut with things. It's not a pure 100%. All it is essential oil in there. It's not going to do in your body what you've heard it can do. And then you're going to go away and you're going to think that essential oils don't work. And it's not true that essential oils don't work. Synthetic, adulterated essential oils don't work. When all you have is the pure lifeblood essence of the plant, and that's all that's in that bottle and nothing else, they work, and they work beautifully. Gary says that if an oil doesn't work within 60 seconds, you have the wrong oil. That's how amazing what we have in these little bottles really, truly is. We live in a country that, you know, is run by a lot of corporate interest, and there are labeling laws in this country, and the labeling laws are such right now that something can be labeled 100% therapeutic grade organic essential oil, and it actually only has to contain 10% essential oil in it. So even if it says 100% therapeutic grade, there's no guarantee, unless you know that company, that that's what you're getting in that bottle. So this is very important, because I'm going to talk about different ways to use these oils, and I'm talking about young living oils. I'm not talking about any other oil. I cannot tell you that what I'm telling you these oils have done for me and for other people in my life, I'm not telling you that they can do that for you if you go out and you buy something from somewhere else. I'm also not making any guarantees of what these oils can do for you, because our bodies are all different, and our bodies respond to different plants differently. So there might be a certain plant that's exactly what my constitution needs, and it works beautifully, harmoniously in my body. That same plant is going to do something very different for you, because you have a different constitution. So there are books that have been written. I highly recommend, if essential oils are something that you are very curious about and interested in, that you go out and you get some of those books. There are desk references that have been written. There's great desk references you can get. There's a company called Life Science Publishers. And you can go to discoverlsp.com, get a desk reference there. You can also go to abundanthealth4u.com, get a desk reference there. Because everything that I'm sharing with you is from my own experience, and from the research that I've done since I've been in this company. But like I said, you need to make your own educated decisions. And I tell people, fundamentally, the desk reference is wonderful, but your intuition is the highest order that you should be listening to when it comes to plants. Because we have that inborn communication with these plants, and most of what I've learned about these oils has not been from books. It's been from the oils themselves and from deep, deep, deep listening. So, I want to just go briefly over this seed to seal promise that Young Living offers. And it starts with the seed selection. They go through the field and they pick the strongest and the healthiest plants. And there's all sorts of different strains of plants, and they do different things in the body. You know, Lavandula angustifolia is pure lavender, and that's going to be doing something different than a hybrid lavender. So seed selection is very important. You know, we have, I think, 4 different kinds of eucalyptus, because each different kind of eucalyptus has a different action in the body. One of my favorite stories about the purity that Young Living holds is Gary Young. When he started out, he was studying in France. He was studying essential oil distillation. And he smuggled some lavender seeds back from France in his boots. This was in the early 90s. This was before they made you take off your shoes in the airport. And so he got these seeds back, and he planted them in his backyard. And that was the first Young Living lavender farm, was this, you know, quarter of an acre parcel of lavender that he distilled with pots and pans in his kitchen. And he kept that strain. He harvested that seed every time it was time to harvest. I think it's 3 years for lavender. And he maintained that seed, and he continued to plant it and continued to save it, continued to plant it, continued to save it. Now, a few years ago, France, which is, you know, the lavender capital of the world, they had a lavender blight. And it almost wiped out the entire lavender crop in France, the native lavender. But Gary Young, because he had been so careful about saving seed, was able to take that seed, go back to France, and repopulate the French lavender fields. And there is a Young Living has a farm over in France. And so that is just one beautiful example of the importance of seed and how it's held in this company. The next step in the seed to seal process is cultivate. So there's beyond organic practices in this company. They actually spray the fields for weeds and pest control. They spray them with essential oils. there's all sorts of things that go into making a plant the highest therapeutic quality. Geographical location, soil type, climate, elevation, humidity, temperature, all of these things are going to affect the outcome of the oil that the plant produces. And every single plant, every single oil that this company offers, Gary has studied and knows the specifics that that plant needs. You know, he was trying to grow helichrysum in Utah, and it just didn't grow to the therapeutic value that he knew that it could. So he actually started a whole other farm over in Croatia just so that we could have helichrysum that would be of the standards that Young Living requires, so that it's going to do in our bodies what he knows it's capable of doing. You know, compost is put into the soil so that the soil has the right nutrients, so we have really, really, really healthy plants. And one of my favorite stories about the level that, of cultivation that this company has is that there was a mite problem on one of the farms one year. It was going to wipe out an entire field of crops. And so they called in somebody who knew how to read the ley lines of the earth. And this person put giant crystals, they buried these huge, huge, huge crystals at different points of the ley line on the earth, around the farm. And overnight, the bugs went away. And the neighboring farmer said, "What are you spraying? We don't have bugs anymore." So that's like our next level pest control. The next step in the seed-to-seal process is distilling. Every single plant has different distilling needs, requirements in order for it to have all of those constituents that Gary is looking for, to have those beneficial actions in our body so that our cells really, really know how to use those oils. They have to have a certain level of components. So there's distilleries on site at all the farms because some plants need to be distilled right away. Some plants need to sit out for a day before they get distilled. Some plants need to sit out for a week before they get distilled. Our Palo Santo has to die on its own. It has to fall over by itself, and it has to lay on the ground for more than 2 years before it's going to have all of the constituents that our nerves know how to then use to repair themselves, right? So that's the level that we're talking about in this company. You can make a Palo Santo smell that's going to smell the same. It's not going to do the same thing in your body. And this is really, really important. Gary knows what every single plant that he is selling to you in these little bottles, what every single plant needs in order to have the highest beneficial quality. And then there's testing that's done to ensure that that's what's going out into the market. There's both on-site testing and third-party testing that every single oil is put through. It's a very, very complicated process. I have a minute understanding of it because I am not a chemist. But Young Living has the largest research library in the world on what every plant, the constituents that it needs to have the highest therapeutic value are. So I trust them. I trust the people who've been doing this long enough, 22 years at this point, to have gathered this really vast body of knowledge. There's thousands of chemical constituents in essential oils. And then the final process in the seed-to-seal process is the sealing. So they're sealed on site, shipped directly from the Young Living warehouses to your home. It's just really important that you're getting them directly through the company. There are people, unfortunately, because there's people that just are, all they care about is making a profit, so they will go and they will take Young Living oils with the labels on them and they will take off the cap and they'll buy new caps and they'll dilute the oil and then they'll sell you something diluted on Amazon. So it's really important that you get these oils directly through the company. CSS is operating in a way that you can do that through them, and at the end of the call, I will go through the specifics of how to do that. Make sure I didn't forget anything here. Okay, so now let's open up some oils. We've been talking long enough. It's time to have an experience. And I do want to say, if you don't have these oils with you, you're not going to get the same experience from this call, because I can talk till I'm blue in the face. I can tell you all sorts of magical things about them, fairies and crystals and la la la. But you put one drop of oil on and you have an experience and you're going to say, "Oh, okay, I get it. I get it." Because just, you can't put words to that. So there's three main ways that we use these oils. Aromatically, that's what we're all most familiar with when we think of essential oils. We think of aromatherapy, we think of smell. So one of my favorite ways is with an inhalation. So I'm going to invite you to take, if you have this kit in front of you, invite you to take your peppermint oil. We're going to have a little experience here of the potency of peppermint. And you put just one drop. You really want to be sure that you're just getting one drop, because these oils are strong. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of plant material that goes into creating this. So you put one drop in the palm of your hand, and then you're going to rub your hands together, and then you cup them over your face, and close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Your nose. And you will experience right away some of the benefits of peppermint. Peppermint is amazing. And I'm going to talk about peppermint in a second, but I just want to explain the other two main ways that we use oils. Because as I'm going through these oils tonight, I want to invite you, if you feel called to put any of these oils on your body, listen to what your body is telling you. When I first got started, I opened up my kit and there was like one oil that was just brighter and more shiny than any of the others. And that was the first oil that I used because my body wanted it. And literally, my body wanted it. I felt like I wanted to pour it all over myself. And I asked my friend, I was like, is this okay to pour it all over me? And he said, oh yeah, go for it. And you're going to feel great. And I did. So really listen to what your body is saying. If your body is like, oh, this might taste really good. I might want this. I want to actually ingest this. You can't, because like I explained to you, the purity level here, you know, if you look at a bottle of essential oil in the health food store, peppermint oil, it says, for external use only, not for internal use. Peppermint's a food. You know, what did you do to your oil that you can't put it in your body? These oils you can put in your body, and get great, great benefits from them. So, we can use them aromatically, we can use them topically, put them on our bodies. If we're experiencing any sort of physical discomfort anywhere, we can just put some of these oils directly there and get an experience of how that feels and how our bodies respond. The soles of the feet is one of my favorite places to put oils, or just directly where I'm feeling like I'm needing it. And then, like I mentioned internally, you can put some of these oils in your water. Actually, if you have a glass of water, I would invite you to put a drop of lemon in it, and maybe put the lemon in the glass first and then put the water on top of it so it mixes up really well, because otherwise it'll just sit right on top. But that is a really lovely, lovely experience to have with the lemon. And we have these oils. If you just got your kit, you will have some oils that are labeled Vitality, and those are oils that are specifically for internal use. Now, we do have, like, we have peppermint, and then we also have peppermint vitality. So the peppermint vitality is meant to be taken internally, and then the other peppermint you can use topically and aromatically. The only difference here is really what's on the bottle. The inside of the bottle is pretty much the same thing, but that's the way that we have to do it now. So those vitality oils are really great and do help to give us some good vitality. So peppermint. If you've done your peppermint inhalation, you have experienced some of the energizing effects of peppermint, some of the clearing out effects of peppermint. This is one of my all-time favorite oils. I carry it with me in my purse everywhere I go. That one drop that you put in the palm of your hand and have that experience with, that's the equivalent in potency to 28 cups of peppermint tea. So if you think about, you know, when you would use peppermint tea, you know, to support your digestion, maybe to cool off the system a little bit, this oil is going to do that. It's going to do it much more rapidly because of the potency. It's a really powerful oil to have. It helps to clear stuck or congested areas. The body really gets things flowing. If you did an inhalation, you might be experiencing, you know, some watering eyes or running nose. It just really helps to clean all of that out. It's a very invigorating, energizing. I love using peppermint, like if I'm on a long road trip and I'm starting to feel tired in the car, I'll, you know, put a drop of peppermint oil under my tongue, or I'll, you know, rub it on the back of my neck to help me wake up a little bit. You can put it on your temples. You want to make sure you're not getting it too close to your eyes. And actually, that reminds me. So if you ever do get an essential oil in your eye, I don't recommend it, you know, but accidents happen sometimes. Do not flush it out with water. Oil and water do not mix, even though these aren't fatty oils. You know, when they're distilled, they sit on the top of the water, and that's how we just extract them off the top of the water. So if you put water on an essential oil that feels uncomfortable, like in a mucous membrane, like in your eye, the water is going to drive it in even deeper and make it stronger. I know it's counterintuitive, but, you know, your first thought is, oh my gosh, I got something in my eye, I'm going to go rinse it out with water. Don't do that. Use an oil. Use a fatty oil, like a coconut oil or an olive oil, and it'll take the pain right away, the discomfort right away. You're not going to damage your eyes. By any chance you do get an oil in your eye, it's not going to harm you. It's just going to be uncomfortable. And that having that fatty oil, that carrier oil on hand, is going to help reduce that discomfort, take it away right away. Peppermint is really, really great cooling. Like, one of the things I like to do is I'll put it in a mister bottle on a hot day in the summer and just mist my face with it, or the back of my neck with it. Or also after like a workout, if I've gone on a run, sometimes I'll put peppermint on the bottom of my feet before I go on a run, because it helps to give me some energy. And then when I'm done, put some on the back of my neck or again on the bottom of my feet to cool down. It's great for that. It's also really delicious in brownies. As an aside, or I make these like little raw chocolate truffles, put a couple of drops of peppermint oil in. So good. Really great respiratory support too. The next oil I want to go over, I mentioned the lemon oil, and you can put a drop of that in your water if you haven't already. This lemon oil, this is cold pressed from the rind of the lemon. So it's not distilled in the same way like with peppermint. There's a ton of plant material put in this big distiller and then put through, you know, steam and low pressure and all of that experience. But the lemon is directly from the rind, and that's with all of the citrus oils, it's that way. So there is a ton of research that has been done on one of the compounds that is found in lemon oil. It's called D-limonene, D-limonene. And I highly recommend you go online and you do a little bit of research on that compound and on the health benefits of that compound. There's a ton of scientific research out there. You can go on PubMed.com and look that up. Lemon oil is really good for killing things. It's also delicious in water, promotes a healthy circulation. Like I mentioned, when I started out with these oils, I had, you know, really sluggish metabolism. I was still carrying extra 50 pounds of weight, and that lemon oil really helped to boost my metabolism, to clean out some of the congestion in my body. I wish I had a video camera so I could show you what lemon oil will do to a piece of styrofoam. If you have like a styrofoam packing peanut around, you might want to try this out, because this is really it's kind of neat and to watch. So if you put one drop of that lemon oil on a styrofoam packing peanut, within a couple of minutes, it will have liquefied and dissolved that styrofoam. So styrofoam's a petrochemical. Petrochemicals are all around us in our environment. Where, you know, even if we live really clean, and if we're really careful, like I mentioned about, you know, what we're putting in our bodies, we're still exposed to petrochemicals. If you drive a car, if you walk down the street, if you breathe the air today, you are exposed to petrochemicals. And petrochemicals store in the fat cells of our body. So to have a tool like this lemon oil that can dissolve a petrochemical like it does with that styrofoam, that's a really powerful tool to have. If we are going to start taking these oils internally, I just want to caution, you want to be drinking a ton of water, because they're very detoxifying, and they're going to flush all sorts of stuff out of your body, and you want to give your body the support with lots of clean, filtered, pure water to do that flushing and that detoxification. Lemon is one of those really good detoxifying ones. It's also a really uplifting fragrance. And even just having it in your water and you have that smell, it really helps to brighten your spirit. It's a beautiful oil. I love lemon. And it's really great for mental focus and clarity. If you put, not the lemon vitality, but you put the other lemon, in the diffuser, there's a lot of really interesting studies that have been done on the support of lemon for mental focus. One thing, to caution with lemon is that if you're going to use it topically, it is a very, it will make you more sensitive to the sun. So you just want to be careful that if you're putting lemon oil on your body, that area, you're not going to expose to the sun for, I think it's, at least 12 to 24 hours. Lemon oil is one of the key ingredients in one of our essential oil blends called Thebes, which is the next oil that I'm going to talk about. This is another oil that I always have with me in my purse, because you never know when you're going to need to kill things. So Thebes comes, the name from this oil comes from this legend, during the plague times in Europe. The black plague ravaged Europe. And, during, I think, the 15th, 16th century, maybe even 14th, I can't remember. But we all know about this time, right? And in Marseille in France, there were some spice merchants that were trapped there. The ports had been closed because of the plague. They didn't want to be allowing people in and out. And these spice merchants resorted to robbing from the dead and dying plague victims in order to support themselves. But they didn't get the plague. And the king had a ransom put out on their heads, and he had them brought before him, and he said, tell me what you're doing, or, off with your head, as they did in the day back then. And they said to him that because they were spice merchants, they knew about this combination of plants that they could anoint themselves with so that they would not get sick. And the king had this information posted throughout the land. And Gary Young was so inspired by this story that now we have this oil blend called Thebes. What is in Thebes? So lemon, like I mentioned, is one of them. Clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. Those are the five oils that are in Thebes. Thebes is phenomenal immune support. And like I said, it kills things. It kills things so well that Young Living actually created a whole line of products just based on this oil. So we have soap, we have hand sanitizer, there's toothpaste, mouthwash, there's an amazing household cleaner that can actually, replace every single cleaner in your house. I've used it for everything. And it's super concentrated, so one bottle can last you, a whole year because you dilute it so much. They have a laundry soap now, lozenges. I mean, they have so many things with this Thebes, because when we're using the Thebes product, when we're using the Thebes oil, we're keeping ourselves healthy and our families healthy. I use this if, my daughter is four now, and if we've been at a house, if we had a play date where, someone had been sick, I'll put Thebes on the bottom of her feet. I'll put it in the diffuser when we get home. I don't usually do this with her because she's young, but I'll put Thebes Vitality under my own tongue, or stick it in a capsule and take it internally to just protect and support my immune system from having been around all of those germs. And then we wash our hands with the soap in our house. We use the cleaner, to really just give ourselves that support. Gary Young realized when he started using these oils that the detoxification level was so huge, and that we have so many chemicals in our environment, and where are those chemicals coming from? Oftentimes it's coming from the cleaning products that we use, the soap that we use, the shampoo that we use, even the toothpaste. Most toothpastes have propylene glycol in them, which is actually, if you go and you buy a bottle of antifreeze and you look at the ingredients in antifreeze, it's propylene glycol. So that's in like the majority of toothpastes that are on the market. And so Gary Young, he's so smart, and he said, look, how about we also create products that people can use so that they're no longer putting chemicals into their body? So that instead of just detoxing all the time, we're detoxing in the way that we're not actually putting the toxins in the first place. And the Thieves products can really help us to do that. There's also a ton of other products. Young Living has like 600 different products. I'm not going to talk about them all. We're talking about oils tonight. But that's Thieves, and I love Thieves, and I carry it with me everywhere, and you probably should too. Lavender. Lavender is the next oil that I want to talk about. Lavender is the one that is, you know, the most popular oil. Everyone knows about lavender. But this is the one, when I first met these oils, the lavender and the peppermint, I knew right away that this company was legit when I smelled their lavender. So you can go ahead and even open that up, and smell that, and it smells like a plant. There's no perfume. Lavender is the most adulterated essential oil that is on the market today. There's one company actually that's out there that the amount of essential oil that they have, that's the lavender essential oil, is more than all of the lavender fields on Earth combined could produce. So, you know, this is not lavender oil in there. This, I like to call lavender the Swiss Army knife of essential oils. It's kind of a when in doubt use lavender situation, because lavender is an adaptogen, which means that our bodies, the cells in our bodies, know how to use that oil, how to use the constituents in that oil to do whatever our body needs it to do. That's what an adaptogen will do. It kind of morphs itself in the body. Your body can use it for whatever it's really most needing it for. So lavender is another great one that I always have on hand, especially with my daughter. It's such a gentle oil. It's such a calming oil. We use it all the time in our home. If, you know, the kids are always falling down and scraping their knees and having tantrums and all of that stuff. Well, lavender is a really wonderful oil. It's calming. It's calming not just to the emotions, but also to the physical body. So if you think of any kind of situation that can happen in your body where you'd want to calm it down a little bit, lavender is a really, really, really great oil to use. It's also really wonderful for the skin. Anywhere that we're going to want to support those skin cells that are doing the repair and the regeneration, lavender is, those skin cells really know how to use lavender very well. I want to give one example that I just love about, again, attesting to the purity of these cells. I had a woman come, sometimes I have little classes, to teach people about these oils, and I had a woman come, sorry, I'm just smelling my lavender, it's so good. I had a woman come, and her son is autistic, and she was looking for, you know, different ways to support him, and I was giving away, a gift to anybody who had brought a friend with them, and the gift was a little tiny bottle of lavender oil, and she told me, you know, she said, I am super allergic to lavender, like, anaphylactic, even the plant itself, I can't be near the plant, and any kind of lavender scented anything I just react horribly to. And I said, well, I have a feeling you might have a different experience with this oil, but I completely understand if you don't want to take it home with you. I do not want anybody going into anaphylaxis here. Her intuition said that she wanted to try it, and we talked about, you know, rubbing it on her son's feet before going to bed to help him sort of settle at night. And I got a call from her a couple days later. And she said, you know, you wouldn't believe it. Not only do I not have any negative reaction to this oil like I've had to other anything lavender in the past, my son is loving it. He is requesting it every night before bed. And I've started to put it on my feet before bed too, because I love how I feel when I do that. So that's our lavender. Love it. The next oil I want to cover is this oil called Digize. It's got this maroon label on it. Some people really don't know how to say Digize. They're what is this called? It's called Digize. I consider this to be the worst smelling, most effective oil we had. This is another thing that really got me about Young Living, was that they are willing to make oils that smell downright terrible. And to me, as an herbalist, I was like, oh, these are real, okay? You can actually use these for good things in your body, because some plants don't just, they just don't smell good. And Digize has some of those plants in them, in my opinion. But let me tell you, when you have something going on with your digestion, this is like your best friend. Your absolute best friend. If you've eaten like a really heavy, fatty food dinner, which don't do that because it's not very nice to do to your body, but sometimes every now and then that happens, we do that. Digize, you're going to want to have that. You're going to want to put it on your abdomen. You're going to want to put Digize Vitality under your tongue, a couple drops in a capsule. If you're someone like me who really does not like to throw up, I don't like throwing up. It's not one of my favorite things. Some people, they're into that. That's how they clean themselves out, and that's, I don't have any judgments around that. I wish that I was more okay with throwing up. I don't like throwing up, so I really love Digize. I'm way into this oil, even though I think it smells terrible. Some people don't mind. I actually had one guy who was like, oh, I'm diffusing it right now. I thought he was just insane to be diffusing this oil. But it has. What's in it? Tarragon, ginger, peppermint, juniper, fennel, lemongrass, anise, and patchouli. So again, like I mentioned, just amazing digestive support. This is an oil that you might not use all the time, but you're going to want to have it on hand. Because when you need it, oh boy, are you going to be so happy that you have it. It works really well, it works really fast. The next oil that I want to talk about is purification. This is great for enjoying the outdoors annoyance-free. You can kind of use it like, if you have a patio outside where you like to entertain and you normally burn those citronella candles that are full of all sorts of weird things, you can actually bring the diffuser outside and diffuse purification instead, and it will work even better than your citronella candles. You can also put it on your body for that same effect. It's a blend of citronella, rosemary, lemongrass, tea tree, lavandin, which is a lavender hybrid, and myrtle essential oils. So it's a really, really also a great odor control. If you have pets, you're going to love purification. You can mix it in some baking soda and sprinkle it on like your carpet and just let that sit for a couple of minutes and then vacuum it up, and it's like totally magical. I had someone who moved into a house where there had been cats, and she did that on her stairs, and it was like, yeah, 15 minutes later, you could not tell that there were cats in that house. If you have little babies that are making diapers, this, you can make a little sachet. You put some, you have an old sock or something, put some rice in there, and you put, 15, 20 drops of this purification oil in there, you tie it up, and you tie it inside of the diaper pail. It's going to work really well for that. It's also really purifying on an energetic level. So I had an experience once where I had a friend who was unfortunately detoxing from some pretty heavy drugs, and she came and she stayed at my house, and she left not in a good way, and she went to go back to her drugs. And the energy that was left in the room that she was staying in was pretty horrible, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And so I put a diffuser in that room with purification in it, and I just shut the door and I walked away, and I came back 3 hours later and the energy was completely cleared. So on an energetic level, purification is a really amazing oil to have. Oh, the next oil is frankincense. And this is like one of my favorite oils. I'm taking a big whiff right now, and I'm going to put some on because I just love how I feel when I put this oil on my body. I'm putting some right around my neck and my chest right now. Oh my God, I love this oil. There is so much scientific research that has been done on frankincense that I can't even distill it down for you right now. And I just invite you to go and do, Google frankincense. Google it. Look it up on PubMed. you're going to see thousands and thousands of research articles on what this oil can do for our bodies. It is just amazing. Oh my God, it's so good. And what it does for us emotionally, too. I know this, we're going to have another call about the emotions. The next call is going more in depth about how to use these oils for emotional support, but I will say frankincense is one of the best emotional supports that I know of. It is just so good. It's mentioned throughout the Bible. You know, we know it was one of the gifts that was brought to the Christ child, and they actually believe that it was not the resin, but it was the essential oil of frankincense that was brought to the Christ child. And it's not going to be the frankincense that comes in your kit, but Young Living does have the exact strain, what they believe to be the exact strain of frankincense that was brought to the Christ child. It's the Boswellia Sacra, sacred frankincense. And we're one of the only companies that has that. And there's actually a distillery in Oman. Gary Young was gifted sacred frankincense trees by the Sultan of Oman to plant, because the Sultan of Oman recognized how much care he was taking of these plants, and he wanted him to have, this is a sacred plant in Oman, and they don't let, we're the only company that has a distillery over there. So frankincense, it's just magical. In biblical times it was considered the holy anointing oil. It's another one that unfortunately is highly adulterated, like the lavender. So you really, especially if you're going to be using this in a therapeutic way, I would say don't use any other frankincense but Young Living ever, please, because it's not going to do for you what this can do for you. If your essential oil has an expiration date on the label, it's not real. Real essential oils don't go bad. Frankincense oil was found in King Tut's tomb, and it was still good, right? So if an essential oil is pure, it's not going to go bad. The only exception to that is the citrus oil, because they're not distilled in the same way. But frankincense is not a citrus oil. Hugely immune supportive, right? It helps our bodies to have healthy cells and to proliferate healthy cells. And it helps our bodies to stop the proliferation of unhealthy cells. It is a very powerful oil. It's also really great for the skin. Just on a beauty level. So one of those Cleopatra's favorite oils for the skin. And Young Living actually has a whole line of art skincare products that use frankincense oil. Y'all can't see me, but I will actually admit that I have some pretty beautiful skin on my face, and I have these oils and products, I think, for it. It's also one of my favorite oils to use in meditation. Super grounding. Super, super grounding. And when you take this oil into meditation with you, that swirl of thoughts that can happen, it's like, it just cuts the timing to get into that centered place, just cuts it right down to almost nothing. You take some really deep inhalations of frankincense. You put it on your third eye. You sit down in meditation, and you're there. Frankincense is awesome. I could probably have a whole call just on frankincense, but I'm going to move on to copaiba. Copaiba, I love this oil. This is from the copal tree, from down in South America. It's specifically from the Brazilian copal. So the Copaifera reticulata, or the Langsdorffi, those are the two kinds that give us this copaiba oil. There's been the most research that's been done on those strains of copaiba for what it can do for our digestion and for, how do I say this completely? Anyhow, so there's a lot of research. There's a lot of published research on copaiba and what it can do in the body. I invite you to look into that more deeply for yourself. It's the only oil that we have in Young Living that's actually not distilled. It's tapped directly from the tree. And for me, this oil totally carries the vibration of South America. I was doing a meditation with this oil, and it was like, I felt like I was sitting in ceremony with some of the plants I've sat in ceremony with from South America. It really has that same vibration. So beautiful. I felt like I was just in the jungle. One of the great things that Copaiba does is it enhances the effect of any other oil. So if you put an oil on your body and then you put Copaiba on top, it's like putting a magnifying glass on it. It's going to really increase that benefit of that oil in your body. It helps to calm the body's natural response to injury. So, you know, any time when you would fall and hurt yourself and you would put ice on, that's you when you would also want to maybe take some Copaiba Vitality internally in a capsule to support your body's self-healing process from that. Back in January, I had a really bad fall where I slipped on the ice and I landed right on my tailbone, and it hurt quite a bit. And after I was done with the initial shock and screaming, I was able to crawl my way inside the house, and I was really, really glad because I had just gotten a brand new kit of everyday oils in the mail. It had just come that day, and I ripped it open, and I went and I grabbed my Panaway oil. And I just poured it all over my back. And then I put Copaiba on top of it, and then I put my peppermint on top of that, and that really, really helped me to feel a lot better. Panaway is also a really great oil for overworked and overextended muscles, ligaments, and joints. We put this on topically, this oil. You'll notice it has a child safety cap because Panaway has wintergreen in it. And now, with most of these oils, in order to have any kind of toxic dosage when taken internally, you'd have to take, like, I mean, I think basil, you have to take like 25 milliliters of oil, where these are 5 milliliter bottles, right? So you would have to consume, your body would throw up first before you could consume the amount of oil that is going to be toxic to you, except wintergreen. Wintergreen is one of the ingredients in Panaway, and wintergreen, you only have to contain 5 milliliters, you only have to consume 5 milliliters of wintergreen in order for it to have some toxic buildup in your body, and children really love the smell of it. So that's why any oil that Young Living has that has wintergreen in it is going to have this child safety cap on it for that reason. So Panaway is not one that we take internally. It's not Panaway Vitality. It's just Panaway. It's one we put on our bodies. I want to invite you to go ahead if you have any kind of physical discomfort anywhere, you know, if your knees are bothering you or, you know, maybe in your hands or somewhere, you know, just go ahead and put a couple drops of that Panaway on and just feel for yourself how good that can make you feel. Like I mentioned, it has wintergreen in it. It also has helichrysum, clove, and peppermint. It's a really great oil for a rub down after a workout. A lot of athletes really, really, really love this oil for good reason. And it smells good too because it's got that wintergreen smell. The next oil that I want to talk about, and it's going to be the last one there's one more oil after this that I'm going to talk about, but in the pretty little kit that you get, on the top, it's the last one. And then when you open up the bottom of the kit, there's the stress away that I'm going to talk about next, but this oil is called RC. I like to think that RC stands for respiratory comfort. So, RC is a blend of eucalyptus globulus, myrtle, marjoram, pine, eucalyptus radiata, eucalyptus citriodora, lavender, cypress, black spruce, and peppermint. It is really great to rub on the chest before you exercise or any time when you might feel like you need some respiratory support. It's really wonderful in the diffuser. I like to diffuse it in the wintertime in Sana's bedroom if she's, you know, needing some respiratory support. It's very opening and uplifting. It's a great oil. So if you do have this kit and we've gone through these 10 oils at the top and you haven't done this yet, if you take that little box out and then you look and there's a tab you can pull up and there's another whole bunch of stuff underneath. And that's where the Stress Away is. Stress Away is awesome. Stress Away does exactly what it says it does on the label. Stress Away. It is so good to have in the car with you if you get stuck in traffic. If you have children, you want this oil because stress is a natural byproduct of having children. It's a blend of copaiba, lime, cedarwood, vanilla, ocotea, and lavender essential oils. I love to put this oil on the base of my neck, on the bottoms of my feet. Just inhale it deeply. I love, 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 love this oil. When I first started out, my body was still in the false assumption that we were supposed to wake up every 2 hours from nursing. And what I did is I put the Stress Away on my feet and I put it on the back of my neck and I retrained my body that we sleep at night. It worked great for that. I also have a friend who works in the ER. She works in the psych unit of the emergency room at a hospital, which is probably one of the most stressful jobs you can have imaginable. And she was at the point where she was feeling like she was going to have to quit her job because she just couldn't handle it, and she was having panic attacks at home. She didn't know what she was going to do. And her sister introduced her to Stress Away. And she would actually put a drop of it in her water because she wasn't sure how, you know, people would respond to her smelling like things at work. And she started to have the other nurses come up to her and say, like, hey, are you taking the happy pills? Like, what happened? You seem to be a lot better. And she says she thinks Stress Away really saved her life and definitely her job. So it's a magical oil. I love it. Love, love, love Stress Away. So I want to talk for a brief moment, about supplements, because we are talking about the body here and we're talking about supporting the body. And I want to just give so much gratitude to Young Living to Gary Young for his understanding of how important supporting the whole body is, and that the oils are phenomenal for that, but we also need nutritional support. And so along his journey with the oils, and he started out with the oils, he met a researcher from China who was very curious to know about what Gary was doing with the oils. And he introduced Gary Young to this berry called the wolfberry. We also know it popularly as the goji berry in our culture. This is China's national treasure, actually. Their Olympic athletes consume the wolfberries as their secret weapon. But he told Gary there's all these different grades of wolfberry, and that the wolfberries that were grown in the Ningxia province of China were the highest quality berries, had the highest antioxidant profile of any of the wolfberries. So those are the wolfberries that we use in Young Living, and that Gary has used to develop this amazing drink called Ningxia Red. This is drink, drink is not the right word. I mean, it is. It's a liquid, and you drink it. But it's really a liquid supplement. And it has a complete antioxidant profile. So I didn't know this until I went to an event that was a corporate educational event, which if you ever get a chance, you can go on Young Living's website and you can look up under company. It will have events, and they have all these great corporate events, and I highly recommend you go to them because they're very educational. And it was at one of those events that I learned that every single system of your body requires a different antioxidant to function optimally. Now, I used to think that antioxidants were all just like this one thing, like an antioxidant was an antioxidant, and that's all that it was, and like blueberries, and then it was great. I didn't know that every single system in our body needs different antioxidants. But Gary Young knew, and he created this drink. He formulated it specifically so that it has a complete antioxidant profile, which means that it has every single antioxidant that our body needs to function optimally. Now, that is a very, very powerful thing to have in this little drink. And if you have your kit, you will have gotten some little sample packets those are great to have, you know, like throw in your gym bag or throw in your purse. I like to have those when I'm traveling. It's just a little shot of energy. I drink this stuff every single day to support my body, and I really, really credit it. So since I've been in Young Living, I have lost over 50 pounds. And I really credit this drink in a huge way to helping my metabolism get back on track. I have energy now that I didn't have before. And I notice if for some reason I don't have my Nature Red for like a week, I notice that I do not have the same energy levels that I had before. It's hugely immune supportive. And it's a whole food nutrition. The wolfberry, it contains every single essential amino acid that our body needs, and it also is a 13% protein content. You don't usually think of a berry as having protein in it, but it's 13%. That's pretty decent. It also supports eye health and optimal cell function. And it's just, if somebody comes to me with any kind of, you know, oh, my body's out of balance in this way, what oils do I use? I actually often will say the first thing that I recommend them to do is to drink Nature Red every day, because it just really helps to bring the body back into balance in a very powerful way. And there's oils that will also help support different areas of the body, but this is, it's like a one-stop shop for everything. So I really love that Nature Red, and it has a bunch of our citrus oils in it, so all of the citrus oils are really high in that D-limonene compound that I mentioned earlier that I really would love you to go out and research the benefits of. And you could see, when you look at that research, you'll probably think of either yourself or some friends and family members who could really use D-limonene in their bodies and in their life. Another supplement that we have in Young Living is multigreens. This is my other than Nature Red and multigreens is like my favorite supplements, because they give me the energy that I need to be a high functioning mom, to run my own businesses. I have like so many crazy businesses. I'm a crazy person, and crazy people need lots of energy to function optimally. And so these supplements really help us to do that. And one of the things that Gary discovered along his research, along his journey, is that when he added essential oils to the multigreens formula, the uptake in the body was increased. It went from 45% of the supplement being absorbed into the bloodstream to, and that was within a 24-hour period, it would be 45% absorption rate, which is true for most supplements, actually, by the way. So if you think about it, most supplements, you're just buying like really expensive pee because it's all getting eliminated. But when he added essential oils, it went to 62% after 30 minutes, and then 84% absorption rate after 1 hour of consuming the supplement once it had essential oils in it, because the essential oils help to bring the molecules from the supplement directly into our cells, and so help our cells to utilize them that much more. So multigreens has Melissa essential oil in it, which is super amazing for emotional upliftment, and we are going to talk about Melissa essential oil on the next call for emotions. It just has a ton of greens. It has, spirulina and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know all the greens that it has off the top of my head, but just a lot of really, really good nutrition in there, and bee pollen and royal jelly, and it's just so, so good. So I love multigreens. And there's a lot of other supplements I invite you to look, and I'm happy to have more in-depth conversations with people. And again, there are reference guides out there that you can get to do your own research if you have specific health concerns. You know, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not able to really advise people into like, oh, I have this health concern, what can I take for that? That's not my job to tell you about that, but I can absolutely point you to the places where you can get that information. There's some great books and websites out there where you can find that. So I know that there are some people on this call who have not ordered their oils yet, and I want to just briefly go over how to do that, because some of you are definitely going to want to do that, and how you can do that in a way that supports CSS. And then we're going to open up the line for questions, if anybody has questions. So, there's a link that was sent out, that will be sent out again, and was on the original, whatever thing that went out for this call, the promo for this call. There's a link that will take you directly to CSS, to Young Living's website with CSS's number, so that if you're gonna order these oils, you can do so, and you can actually be financially supporting CSS in the process, which to me is just the most beautiful thing, that we can be enriching our lives, having these amazing, amazing products and tools in these little bottles, these plant spirits in a bottle, in our lives, and we can do that, you know, spending what we would spend anyway to do that, but that a good portion of that is actually going to go to support CSS financially. To me, that's just, I want to see everybody have abundance. I believe that everybody deserves that. And that this is like the final frontier, and when we can push past the abundance thing, this world is just, it's going to be magical to watch that happen. So I really want to encourage those of you who have not ordered your oils yet to do so, and so supporting CSS that way and supporting yourself by bringing these little magical beings into your life. So if you use that link, that will take you directly to a page where you can sign up. Young Living is structured in such a way where everybody has to create an account through the company, like you do with Amazon. You can either create a retail account or a wholesale account, and I'm going to explain the differences right now about that. So retail is just like anywhere else. You just put in your info and you just order whatever you want. You know, if you want to try a bottle of lavender, you just order a bottle of lavender. You will pay the full price for that, and that's it. It's very simple. If you want to create a wholesale account, which is what I recommend from just a financial perspective, it's much more, you're going to save a lot more money if you create a wholesale account. The only requirement for wholesale membership is the one-time purchase of a starter kit. So all of the oils that I just went over with you tonight, those are all oils that come in something called the Premium Starter Kit. The Premium Starter Kit comes with a diffuser. It comes with these 11 oils. It comes with some great little sample bottles that you can use to, you know, carry oil around in your purse with you or to share with somebody else. And it comes with a couple samples of that Ningxia Red that I talked briefly about. And that kit is the best deal because it's like $350 value, and you only pay $160 for it. And it is an amazing, amazing deal and a great way to get started. You can also purchase a basic starter kit, which is essentially you're just purchasing a wholesale membership with the company. And what wholesale membership allows you is it allows you to buy any of the products at a 24% off the retail price. And then you also have access to this amazing program called Essential Rewards. I want to really stress with wholesale membership that there's been some confusion around people thinking that if they become a wholesale member that they have to then go around and sell the products or share them with people, and that I just want to make it really, really clear that that is never, ever, 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 ever an obligation with wholesale membership. Most people just choose wholesale membership for their own personal gain so that they're getting the products for cheaper. There is the opportunity with wholesale membership, but never the requirement, to receive compensation from the company. And if anybody has been putting out that prayer, like I was when this company came into my life, for a way to really be in a medicine way and create wealth, and you want to know more about that, I would be very happy to talk to you about that, and please feel free to reach out to me. We have an amazing team of people, of just like the most beautiful, heart-centered people who are just the brightest lights I have met, who are sharing these oils with people and sharing this abundance with people and transforming their lives and transforming other people's lives. And if that sounds like something that you have been looking for, like, please contact me about it. But it's not a requirement. It is an opportunity available to any wholesale member. Wholesale members also have the opportunity to participate in the Essential Rewards program, which if you are going to be transforming your life with these products the way that I highly recommend that you do, you're going to want to be on Essential Rewards. Because you're going to want to be, you know, getting those chemicals out of your life. You're going to want to be drinking the Nature Red. You're going to want to be taking probiotics. You're going to want to be really supporting this beautiful physical body that you have that carries your spirit around. And Essential Rewards gives you reduced shipping, and it gives you points. This is the most exciting part about Essential Rewards. You get points back on everything you spend. So you start out at 10% of everything you spend, you get back in points. And then it goes up to 20% over, once you've been on the program for a year. I've gotten, and then you can redeem those points for free stuff. So I've gotten literally thousands of dollars worth of free stuff, because of Essential Rewards. So that's also only available to wholesale members. Let me think if there's anything else that I have missed before we go on to the Q&A. I do just want to say that for the next call that we're going to have on emotional health, that's going to be, I think we said it's in September. You're going to need to have your oils for that call, because that call is going to be really based on an experience, that I'm going to lead you through with these oils, and you're going to feel amazing afterwards, and we're going to talk about how to not only use them to transform your own emotional life, but how to use them to support other people, because I know there's a lot of healers in this community who work with clients, who work with other people who want to know how to use these oils in that way, and so we're going to touch on that a little bit in the next call. And those oils, let me just go over real quick, and then we'll open it up for Q&A. It's the Young Living Feelings Collection is what we're going to be using. That includes Valor, Inner Child, Present Time, Harmony, Release, and Forgiveness. Those are the oil blends that are in that kit. And then we're also going to be talking about the blends Joy, Gratitude, Surrender, and Acceptance, as well as Melissa and Rose. But if there's only, you know, one thing that you get, I would say please get the Feelings Collection, because that is really something that you're going to want to have in your life to support yourself and to support other people. So Margine is here with me, and if she for some reason lost her connection because of the storm that she's in, then Darlene is here with me to open this up for question and answer. If you have any questions, please just press 1 on your phone, and hopefully I'll have an answer for you. I make no promises, but I'll do my best. So Margine, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here.
And Darlene is here too. Great. And is there anyone raising their hand? Is there anyone with any questions? Well, this is Darlene. I haven't raised my hand, and Marlo's here too with me. I just, you know, there's, gosh, one doorway opens a lot of doorways. So thank you so much. As we were sitting here, Marlo was asking things like, well, if you're a wholesale account, do you have to have a minimum amount that to buy each month, or how does that work with
that? That's a great question. Thank you so much for that question. So, with wholesale membership, you only have to purchase $50 in the year. So you place a $50 purchase within the calendar year, and you maintain your wholesale membership for the rest of your life. Yeah, so it's great. There's absolutely, you know, you're not like caught into anything where you're going to be charged every month, or anything like that. Essential Rewards is a program that is a monthly program, but that is an optional program that's available to wholesale members. And the minimum requirement for being on the Essential Rewards program is $50 a month. But again, there is a difference, and I really want to make that very clear distinction between wholesale membership, $50 a year, and Essential Rewards, which is a monthly program. They are not one and the same. Does that answer?
Right. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, great. Are there any other questions?
How's everybody doing? I know it's dinner hour and bedtime hour for some of you. If anyone else, I think you, what did you say, Tatiana? You press your 1 to see if you have some questions.
And, you know, I'm also available. Like, there were some questions that were being asked just through the, Margine sent me a bunch of comments and questions that people had sent out. So if anything comes up later, I know this is like a ton of information too, so people might just be kind of on information overload. Go sniff your peppermint and eat some food or go to bed and ground and let it all percolate. I just want to, you know, maybe give one more minute to see if questions are coming, and if not, I just want to say thank you.
Well, this is Darlene again. I just had some other. First, I wanted to say again thank you to you, because this is so, you know, we're just yummy over here. But I actually, Marlo and I are dipping in and putting peppermint on our hand, that one drop, you know, and then rubbing it. And apparently, I put my hands and I touched my face while I was sniffing, and it's like woo.
Yeah.
And I happen to have fractionated coconut oil right here, so I put that over my hands and touched my face and wow. Very good. Another good hint you had is putting the lemon in the water, but putting it in first. Because when you put it on the top of the water and you drink the water, then your whole mouth is activated.
Yeah. That's why I like to get that mixed in. And that's actually, one really good thing to note with the lemon is that it's also, you don't need one drop in like 16 ounces of water. It's plenty. Plenty.
Perfect.
Need more than that. These are strong. These are strong. We need such little bits, you know. And that's another thing. Like this, the little 5-milliliter bottles here, they contain 85 to 100 drops of oil. You know, this little bottle's gonna last you a while. Cause you just use one or two drops at a time. As you're experiencing, they are potent. And especially if you've used other essential oils and now you're using these ones, there's a difference. There is a difference.
There is a big difference. And we just got online, you know, to look up, Young Living and CSS. And the feeling kit is out of stock at the moment.
Oh, that was one thing that I wanted to talk about with out of stock. Thank you for saying that, and I didn't go over that. So because our plants grow in the ground, sometimes you have to wait to harvest them, and the products go out of stock, and Young Living does their best to keep things in stock, but it's hard to project how much a plant is going to yield and how many people are going to want that plant. So they do their best, but we go out of stock on products quite often. There's always something out of stock. Because instead of selling, and when that happens, you know, you can either go into like, oh, that is so frustrating place, or what I do is I go into like, wow, this company has so much integrity that they're willing to compromise their bottom line for the quality that they are putting out into the market. You know, that the quality is more important, because they could very easily harvest a field of something before it's ready just so that they could have it in the bottles and on the shelves, and they won't do that because they know that it's not going to have the same effect in your body if they do, and that's the most important thing to them, not making the money. So, and they're still a $1 billion company after all of that, you know. So the Feelings Kit is out of stock right now. That call is not for, I think it's like 2 months from now. So I would keep checking. I know that Valor is one of the key components in that kit. And Valor has been out of stock for a while because Valor has rosewood oil in it. And rosewood right now is an endangered plant. And we are the only company on the face of the planet. And it only grows, I think it's in Peru, is the country where it grows. And Young Living is the only company that has permission from the government of Peru right now to distill the stumps of rosewood while we plant more trees, because the government knows that Young Living is committed to sustainability and is not going to, it's been so over harvested, and just decimated because most companies don't take the care that Young Living does to ensure that it's going to be there in the long term. So right now we're planting more rosewood trees, and you know we're just filling those stumps. But that's one of the reasons why Valor is hard to get, and it's unfortunate because Valor is like one of the best oils in the world, in my opinion, and in the opinion of lots and lots of other people. So the feeling skid is out of stock right now. Again, I would say just keep checking in, because that might change. It probably will change over the next couple of months. And I will keep an eye on that too. And you know, put the word out and let you all know. And if for that call, it's going to be out of stock, there are other oils that we can go over. Probably Valor is the one that's keeping it out of stock. So I can go over some of the other ones in that kit. I will definitely talk about Valor even if it's out of stock, because you all need to know about it and what it can do for you, so that when it comes back in stock, you can have it. But yeah, there's a ton. I actually had a really hard time sort of distilling down which oils I was going to talk about for the emotional call, because there's just so many.
Yeah, wow. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Tatiana, we have a question from Sharon.
Okay, hi Sharon.
Hi. When I go to the website that sponsors, the sponsor is Sacred Living, can you choose something other than the premium kit to start your membership? I noticed there were several tabs.
Absolutely, yeah. And I would invite you to go and look at all of those kits that are in there. The premium starter kit is the most popular one. So that's why I mentioned that one. There's also a kit where you can start completely with just the Thieves line of products. So it has like the cleaner and the soap and the toothpaste and the mouthwash and the hand sanitizer and a bottle of Thieves, and you can get started that way. You can get started with a kit that's just the Ninxia Red and Nitro if that was something that really sounded like something you were wanting. But most people choose the premium starter kit because they want the oils and they want the diffuser. So that's the most popular kit, so that's the one that most people go. That's why it's the one that pops up first. But yeah, you can,
okay.
The specialty kits, you know, there's a tab that has specialty kits. That's like, you know, first to have it in, if you are a Spanish speaker, there's gonna be all of the literatures in Spanish for you. Or if there's a military kit, because I believe there's one of the oils, I think it's a frankincense, is flammable, and so it can't be shipped to military sites, so they have a specific kit that's just for military usage. So that's what's in like the specialty kits over there.
Okay, that's great. You know, I have many oils. What I was looking to do, and if the basic kit would work just to get going, I think I'm going to have an order that's pretty big, just because I want to get specific oils.
Yeah.
And
so what you can do then is you can start with the basic kit, and then at the bottom there's a little tab that says add other products, and you can customize what you want to add to that. But the basic kit will purchase you the wholesale membership, and then you just put whatever else you want in there.
Great, I see that. Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you ladies so much for giving me this opportunity to just share my love for these oils with you all, and I hope that this was valuable. I hope everyone really got a lot out of it, and that it's going to make a positive impact, me sharing this information. I always love to hear from people of how these products have touched your life or positively affected you. You know, it helps me just stay true to why I continue to do this and continue to share with people to receive that positive feedback. So if you have some success stories, I would love to hear about them. And again, I'm available if you have any other questions. I think my contact was sent out. We'll be sending out the recording with just my contact again if anyone wants to reach out. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I look forward to our next call about the emotions. And I'm sorry I don't have the exact date in my brain of that, but that will be sent out with the recording as well. So have a fabulous night, and I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Good night, ladies. Good night, beautiful people on this call. Many, many, many blessings and sweet dreams to all of you.
Thank you. Good night.